This episode of Christmas Countdown is brought to you by Countdown Network. From Disney to theater to Christmas, parenting, and beyond, Countdown Network is your home for the top-ranked Countdown podcasts in the world.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Welcome to the Christmas Countdown Show. Season 2, this is a very exciting moment. My name is Eric Peterson. I'm here with my good buddy, Danny Jordan. We are your Countdown Boys, and we are...
Countdown Boys.
Countdown Boys. We're very excited to have you with us. Perhaps you are listening to this the classic way. We love that. This started as a podcast. That's what those are our roots.
That's our roots. That's the foundation of this show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we're in season 2.
Yeah, we're not messing around.
We had to step it up a little bit. So you may, hopefully, be seeing this from this camera or that camera or that camera on this beautiful set that we've put together.
This is crazy.
Look at this. We're in the Christmas cave is what we're affectionately calling it right now.
I love that. Are you nervous? Are you nervous?
It is a little bit more nerve-wracking than doing it like in my garage by myself.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I'm feeling right now. What's wild is Eric and I have recorded 27 episodes of this show, and never once have we been together.
Yeah, that's true.
In the same physical space.
This
and
is
so
the first
now
time.
It's like, you know that scene in, Talladega Nights, where like Will Ferrell's there, he's getting interviewed, and he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, that's sort of how I feel right now.
So
I'm just going to cross my legs
and pray
for the best.
That is great.
That's my hope
I love
right
that.
Now.
All right. So we're here, folks. I also feel like, which camera do I look
know.
At?
I know. We never had to look at a camera before.
Now we got all kinds of things happening. So first of all, welcome. We're back. Season 2. Those of you that were fans of ours from season 1, welcome back. Thank you so much. We are going to be doing the same kind of deal that we did last year.
Yep.
These will start coming out October 17th.
Oh my gosh, that's 1 week from right now.
1 week from right now.
Oh my gosh.
We will be releasing 2 episodes a week is the plan.
That's how we roll.
There are also Patreon episodes. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But essentially 2 episodes of the podcast a week. We'll be pumping out a lot of video content, so make sure you're following our socials. One thing that we should talk about, Danny,
is how they follow us on the socials.
Yes. We should tell them just in case they don't know. And you would think that I would have learned the socials by now.
That's part of the bit. That's part of the bit. At this point, I don't want you to learn the socials because it gives me something that I get to talk about because you get the big Merry Christmas. And
that's true.
Like I get to sort of like swoop in with the, and follow us on Instagram. But if you are not following us already, please do so. You're at Christmas Countdown Show on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. We are also on Twitter at Xmas Pod. And as Eric mentioned, we are on Patreon and you can find the link to that in the episode description notes. We're doing something very, very cool this season with our Patreon, which we did not do season 1 because we were so new. We were just
flying by the seat of our pants.
The seat of our Christmas pants, as it were. But they were very festive pants.
Yes.
I will say. At least mine felt festive. But you could never see it because it was below a desk.
That's right.
But now the pants are on full display.
Pants are on full display.
If you're listening, you might hear some popping
some leg
of knees.
Kicking.
I don't know if it's leg kicking so much as it's joints popping of
That's
the 40-year-old men.
This is true.
But anyway, Patreon this season, we're going to be releasing bonus episodes for our Patreon family. So you'll get your normal countdown. Let's say like this episode is the start of our top 10, Christmas albums, our favorites of all time. If you want to know what our 11 through 15 are, all you have to do is click that link in the episode notes and you can come join our Patreon and you're going to get an extra episode every single week on top of access to the most massively merry community that was 100%. Ever created in the history of time, which is our private Facebook group. And we do want to shout out everybody who has been following and joining. And there's so much fun, jolly conversation happening out there every single day. And those people actually got to watch as this set came to life.
This is true.
An exclusive benefit only for those people. But follow us on social media. It's a great way to connect with us. We post a ton of videos there. We do a lot of polls like, what's your favorite Christmas song of all time?
Yeah.
Or finish the lyric or whatever it might be. We like to engage with you all and let you know, all the good stuff that's happening in the world of Christmas. And I don't know, Eric, I'm just like, this is a really surreal
It's great.
moment, for us. Going into
really
season
is.
2, for me, it was, you wonder, can we do it again? Do we have it in us to create another great season? I'm sure you know that as an actor.
Sure.
You're like, wow, people really love that first season of this show. Can I do
can
that
you recapture
again?
The magic?
Yeah. Or like on a Broadway show, you're like, wow, that opening night audience really loved this show. I hope I can give that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But I was nervous. And now as I sit here on this set, the nerves are different. It's not so much about like, can we create a great show? It's just like, I don't know. It just, it's just wild. I had this dream. I was thinking about this the other day, and this is not necessarily to do with Christmas, but like when I had this idea of I wanted to be a host.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I was in a boy band, as I've shared here on the show. And if you're new, yes, I was in a boy band. Check the receipts, as the kids say.
That'd be great if that was the boy band's name.
Check the receipts. Well, that'll be our boy band. Yes. Check the receipts.
Check the receipts.
Yeah. The dad boy band. So can you check that receipt for me? Make sure I got charged for that. Or I think I got charged twice.
I didn't even think of it that way, but that's
funny,
so good.
Right?
Can you check this receipt? I got charged for a shrimp scampi here. I didn't get a shrimp scampi.
Oh my goodness. That's a great name for a dad band. But I was thinking
shrimp
about
scampi.
It. Yeah. So last night, Eric, our last night, we were here finishing the little trappings of this set. And I had this very surreal moment where I remember the first time when I was 21 years old, I was working at a radio station here in LA called Kiss FM, 102.7 Kiss FM, LA's number one hit music station. Never got to say that on air, but now I can say it on the
now
podcast.
Now you can say it. Yeah,
so I feel
right.
very
yeah.
fancy. But I remember the first time I held a mic in my hand, I was at an album release event for NERD, you know, Pharrell and,
sure.
you know, Chad and Neptunes. And they let me get on the mic and talk. I was on the promotions team. And I remember this electricity that like went through my body the first time I got to have a mic in my hand with an audience.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is what I meant to do with my life, you know? And I was fortunate to get to do like some cool stuff. But now like we built this set. We built this show.
Yeah.
And now this dream that I had nearly 20 years ago is coming true.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cool. Like
it
that's
is.
Why I just sit here and I just wanted to take a moment before we get into all the holiday stuff that I just want to encourage everyone out here. You know, we're all about positivity here on Christmas Countdown. And if you are out there and you have a dream, whatever your dream is, and you're like, gosh, I've been working on this for 5 years. Like this is representation of the fact that like dreams take time. And I think there are bigger powers at play that are sort of moving and you know, little bit of this, little bit of that. And then like 19 years later, you find yourself in this position. You're like, oh my gosh.
That you were prepping for the whole time.
I was dreaming of doing
this.
And now here we are. So I just wanted to take a quick moment to say how cool this is that we get to do this.
I am so stoked as well.
Yep.
I'll just sort of jump in and say that season one, as we've said ad nauseum, we really had zero expectations for it. But once it really did start to take off and there's been so many people who've, you know, followed us and are now a part of this community, it has really inspired us to, we already loved Christmas,
yep.
but to put in the work of, you know, building this set and getting all these cameras set up and trying to up the game a little bit for season two. So thank you guys for being fans and following along. And we're on our way, folks. We are on our way to Christmas.
We are on our way.
2022. We are rocketing towards it. Now, one thing, what's one of the big things of Christmas? You got to give
gifts.
Got to give gifts.
I was going to say thanks.
Thanks as well. Thanks probably first.
Yeah.
But then you give gifts after you've given the thanks. Now, you're always probably looking for that perfect present.
Always.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, what could be better than some merch from your favorite Christmas podcast? The Christmas Countdown Show has a website. It's ChristmasCountdownShow.com. Look at that, Danny.
Ooh, you know our website address.
I was pretty good. That one I can remember.
Okay.
That's not better. And we've got merch, folks. There's going to be new designs uploaded throughout the season.
True.
But we already have a good chunk of them up there that are great. You can get your sweatshirts, your t-shirts, your leggings, your mugs, your stickers.
Your candles.
Candles.
The candles are going to be changing soon, actually. I just got an email from our company that does all our print on demand.
Yeah.
They're going to be soy candles.
Ooh,
now.
Even better.
So upgrade.
That's
so if
right.
you've been waiting, now is the time because you're going to be able to get the best candle that ever was. And what says Christmas more than a massively merry candle? I don't know.
I can't think of anything.
Maybe a hoodie.
Maybe maybe one of our choice hoodies.
Look at us. We're selling out to the man.
That's right. We don't care. But they are really great. And we have had a lot of fun coming up with some very fun, funny designs that are sort of tongue-in-cheek and lighthearted and sort of... What's the word I'm looking for?
Silly
and cool. We're trying to make some cool merch. Cool but funny merch.
We want you to wear like items on your body that if you're walking down the street, people say, "Oh my gosh, that's hysterical."
Yes.
Where did you get that? And you go, "Oh, have you heard of Christmas Countdown? Like the coolest Christmas podcast ever."
That's it.
They also make merch,
and you've got to get some.
You get it. Get it in your life. Actually, we already had one of our Patreon supporters in this private Facebook group that we have going, Facebook group, I should say. She posted a photo of, she already got a sweatshirt. It's one of our shirts that says "Go Big or Go Home."
Yes,
it's got like an old rustic red truck with a tree in
the
back.
With the Christmas tree, yeah.
And I got to say, the sweatshirt looked great. She was like off hiking in the middle of the woods somewhere that's like probably a lot like cooler temperature-wise here than Southern California. So I was like, I would never wear that sweatshirt outdoors until like December.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's 90 degrees outside. But it
didn't we also get a picture of somebody with a mug?
Yes.
One of the mugs with our lovely logo on it.
No,
it was
less.
In Ireland?
Can you believe that after
worldwide?
That horrible accent that I did season one, that people in Ireland are willing to buy our merch?
They were willing to see through that and still get some merch.
That's a testament to maybe one of three things. One, Eric is so great that people are like, well, even this jerk over here who butchers accents, we'll come back and listen for Eric. Or two, that our merch is so awesome.
So great.
They're like, hey, he insulted the entire country of Ireland, but the mug is so cool, I still want it. Or three, my accents are that good. I think it's three.
Yeah. I think it's three. I was going to say, if you didn't say that, maybe it's just that your accent is that good.
I don't tempt me with a good time of impressions and accents this season, Eric, because I will do it.
I know that you will. Look at these. We got these fun mugs. Let's talk about the set.
Yeah,
let's talk about what's happening
here. We should do
it.
Yeah. Nothing gets people excited while they're driving in their car listening to audio than trying to visualize the space they are sitting in. They love that sort of
stuff. But for those of you who are not seeing this, we'll give you a quick breakdown of what we got. We got some nice brick walls that are put up here, so it feels nice and cozy. We got a great wreath. We got some trees that are lit up. We got a working fireplace.
Yeah.
We've got the old school retro Christmas lights that get very hot.
Very hot.
We have to admit. We were putting this together last night, and Danny's mom was very worried. She was very worried that we were going to burn the place down
because
the lights were so hot.
She was like, the lights look good. We can unplug them now, right? Like, now would be a good time to unplug.
Let's unplug them.
Yeah.
I think we should unplug them now.
And then my dad's like, hey, you know, I got an extra little fire extinguisher at home under the sink. He actually texted me this morning. He said, I'll be by this afternoon
with the fire extinguisher.
So that's, you know, this set was made with love.
Absolutely.
I think
is the
moral of the story. And I think that's a testament to our show. If you are coming back for season two, you know that what we like to cultivate here is a sense of love, is a sense of community, a sense of like Christmas obsessed people that just get to geek out for 10 weeks leading up to Christmas, talking about the holiday they love most. And I'm just so grateful that my folks took the time to come by. My mom made this tree right behind Eric look
wrapped
like
all the presents.
A real tree. She wrapped all the gifts that are surrounding us here.
Your dad helped put together the Santa and the North Pole sign. It was a family affair.
Which is
great
because he's Jewish.
Yes, he pushed through that and
he
still
did.
Was able to help us.
I'm trying to see if he maybe hit a dreidel here or somewhere or possibly a menorah. Why is Santa holding a lit menorah? We're equal opportunity here at Christmas Countdown. That's the moral of the story.
Very true.
But this set is phenomenal. And we should also mention there's somebody who's actually watching us live
right now
from New York City, from Brooklyn, New York. He just gave us very big eyes. Chris Sisley, our producer / editor extraordinaire.
Woo!
Let's make some noise for Chris Sisley. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good. It's like 60s here. I'm actually wearing a sweater because I need to wear a sweater.
I'm wearing a sweater because I just want to look cool.
Yes, I'm wearing a sweater because I'm willing it to become fall.
Yeah.
It's still in Southern California. It's still like 80 degrees.
Oh, God.
But I've just been, for about 2 weeks now, I've been like, I'm wearing jeans and sweaters every day. I don't care. I'm just going to push the season with my own personal will into those colder temperatures. But Chris, we're so happy that you're here with us for the second season, and you're going to be helping us out. So Chris is going to be doing some games with us, helping with producing stuff. He's doing all the editing of the podcast. We're super fans of yours, and we're so happy that you're with us, buddy. So thank you.
Chris Sisley, everybody.
Do you know what we should talk about, Danny?
What?
Is what's right to your left there? What do you have on your little desk here?
No, I have, do you want to talk about the mugs?
No, not the mugs. A little bit more left. More left than that.
Oh, this is thrilling. What is that? This is thrilling. This just arrived, folks, at my house, as I'm sure it did many of yours.
Mine as well.
The other day, Eric got one. It is the Share the Adventure Amazon's Holiday Kids Gift Book for 2022. The gift guide is here.
Yes,
it's here. Flipping through this, my daughter. The second I saw it in the mailbox, I pulled it and I went and put it in my bag because I just knew if she saw it, it would be just in shambles. And I wanted to have a really nice, clean version to present to everybody here.
Because they'll probably send more.
Do you think they will?
I feel like last year they sent it at least twice.
Okay,
they send this like early one, and then they send another one like maybe around Thanksgiving-ish.
Do you think you can get multiple? Like if I messaged Amazon and was like, hey, can I get another gift guide? I lost mine. Do you think
that's
they'd send
me? That's a great question. I bet that you could.
Okay.
I don't know what the avenue to do that would be if you do it through like the Amazon website. What are you looking at? The stickers that they sent or the masks?
Eric, they have this thing. It's called Ticket to Cheer.
Mm.
Share this stub with someone you love. Pick from the list and fulfill one wish.
What?
Aw. So on the back, you give this to them, and there's six options on the back of this. It says, check one, great big bear hug.
Okay.
Hot cocoa house party.
Yes.
Foxtrot dance off. Karaoke sing-along. Smorgasbord for two.
Uh-huh.
I always thought it was called smorgasbord. Now
I
know.
I thought it was with a G at the end.
So did I. We're already learning things.
Onion.
Onion. Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started. And number six, drive-in movie night. So this is pretty cool. You could present this ticket to cheer to somebody. They select one, and then I guess at random throughout the holiday season.
They can activate it.
Yeah, because this whole year, it looks like the theme is share the adventure. So like the whole inside of this catalog feels very like campy, like, you know, with a tent.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Like campy as in like colorful and whatever, but not like our show. It's very like outdoorsy.
Yeah.
There's moons and tents. And
there's some masks in there for like a little raccoon and a bear. It's near the back.
Let me find this.
There's a thicker sheet that has like masks that you can cut out.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm flipping. Oh, there it is.
There they are.
Make a furry face.
Yeah.
Is what they say.
Pretty great.
This is incredible. There are over 600 toys and gifts.
It's also, we should just talk about, let me see it for a second.
Yeah, you want to see it?
Is
just give it back.
The binding. Can we give it up for the binding? This is like a company that clearly, then Amazon doesn't need any advertising, but clearly takes this stuff seriously.
Very seriously.
This is like a real thing that you know could be passed between multiple siblings and still keep itself together and stand the test of time. Now, my kids, as soon as they got it, they love to do this thing where they sit together and they go through each page.
Yeah.
And one has a like a red marker, one has a blue marker, and then they circle all the things that they want in
love
the
that.
Color of, so then we can go through it and be like, oh, this is circled red, that's Miles. Oh, this is circled blue,
that's so smart.
That's Sophie. But I thought what was
this
so
is circled
cute,
green, that's Eric.
So if it's green, if you see lots of little Shrek toys, that's me. My niece was over. My niece is only like 11 months old. She's just a baby. Her name's Waverly. She's spectacular. But I thought it was so sweet. My kids were like, we need a third color. So they got like orange or something like that. And anything that they thought that Waverly would like.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, we need to circle that for Waverly. And I was like,
that's
so adorable.
So great.
Yeah.
You know what's wild is, you know, talk about flashbacks. So Waverly was born around the holiday season last year, right?
Yeah, like November.
Because I remember you talking about on season one of our show, your brother having a kid and him becoming a dad for the first time. And they didn't your folks, they came out, right?
They came out for it, yeah.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
And there was like some, wasn't there like an air mattress situation or you had to get the couch?
The couch didn't fit through the door. I forgot about that. Then we ended up getting an IKEA couch that is actually pretty great.
I love that we've already dropped multiple brands here in the first 20 minutes, none of which sponsor our show whatsoever.
Speaking of sponsoring our show, though.
Let's give a shout out to somebody who does actually sponsor the show.
That was a great segue.
You like that?
Folks, maybe you saw it on our social media. Maybe you're just hearing it now.
Maybe you're here because of it. Who knows?
We are very excited to announce this year we have an official, exclusive entertainment sponsor who's working with us. Hallmark Channel, folks, is working with Christmas Countdown Show.
So amazing.
For season two. We can't even believe this. This is amazing. We have been chatting with them for a few months now. Yeah. They're going to be sort of, you know, they're giving us some money, which is great. Wow. You know, we're not doing this completely at a loss now, which is great. And also, you know, we're going to talk about their movies. We're going to talk about some of their products that you can get in the stores. Yep. And we're just so excited to be working with them and supporting them, and they're supporting us. And so there's going to be a lot of fun sort of tie-ins throughout this season.
I'm really excited that we have a paying sponsor, because now I feel like my wife's like, okay, you can host a podcast, you know, like
it is harder. Yeah. It's harder to say like, hey, I need 7 hours to go work on this thing that pays me no money at all.
But it pays so much in memories.
That's true.
But, you know, again, like, I think this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that, you know, I think in the world, you know, we so, you know, obviously the holidays in particular, we get so wrapped up in like commerce and money and all that sort of stuff, is that you forget to get in touch with your heart. And I think with this show, and I think anyone who's listened to this before, and anyone who's probably listening to it now, you know, there's a lot of heart in this show. And I think it's the heart of the show that, you know, got us to the point where 175 plus countries have downloaded the show, and we became the number one Christmas podcast on Spotify and Apple. I think it's heart, and it comes from a very genuine place. And I think if you're a brand, you want to align with that. So if you're another brand out there and you're listening to the show right now, good news, folks, we got 2+ months until Christmas.
That's right.
So there are opportunities for you to get in this community of Christmas love.
Yes, absolutely.
As it were. But yes, I'm very excited that Hallmark Channel is on board. It's just, it's also surreal. Like, this studio is because of the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, 100%.
Deal. You know, like, it's just so cool and it's so fun, and I could talk ad nauseum about it. But, you know, this catalog is really inspiring me. And, you know, I remember last year when this catalog arrived. I feel like it didn't come this early last year.
No, this is definitely earlier.
Doesn't this feel super early? Because this came, I don't know, maybe a week ago?
Yeah. And we're in October. We're early October.
10th.
It probably came October 1st.
Yeah. So we posted something on our Instagram the other day where I asked our, you know, 167,000 plus
amazing
followers now. I was like, when does October 1st is what? The start of spooky season? The start of the holiday season?
Right.
And the majority.
Yeah, what did people say?
Holiday season. And I mean, granted,
those are our listeners.
They're our listeners. There are people who made the active
choice.
They may
be a little skewed.
To follow
but
a
yes
Christmas Instagram page. Yes. But I don't know if it's a sign of the times, that life is feeling a little bit more normal again now.
Sure.
And we want, you know, the feeling of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas.
We're so anxious, like, to get there. Yeah.
You were anxious to get there. I don't know. But like, there was this thing that popped up, speaking of Amazon, on my, I have like one of those Echo Show things my kitchen, and it'll, like, you know, send me news reports all the time. And you're like, oh, read me the story. There was a story last night that was specifically from, it was from ABC News, and it was specifically about, like, it's saying that the gift buying season has already started, that people are already actively out there buying
crossing stuff off their list.
They're crossing stuff off their list. Have you started Christmas shopping already, Eric?
The easy answer is no.
Okay.
But I do feel like we have a couple of things that we've, like, amassed throughout the year.
Right.
In just a, like, oh, this will be great, we'll save that for Christmas.
Okay.
So a few things, but that's not really like getting started early. That was more just sort of forethinking to be, you know, aware of stuff that we could get. But I do think that it's smart to do that. I mean, obviously, every year that you have any issues with, like, the hot toy or whatever it might be, the earlier you get that secured, the better off you're going to be. And I think that that's just always going to be earlier and earlier. I think that I was thinking, I have a theory on this, though.
Okay.
I think that it is why the holidays are feeling earlier is twofold. One, capitalism is strong, and companies see that, like, obviously they sell the most merchandise at the holidays.
Right.
So let's make that season as long as we can for people to spend as much money as they can. So that's the capitalistic part of it.
Okay.
But I'd like to believe that because we do live in a stressful world. I mean, let's be honest, folks.
Like, stressful.
Especially since the pandemic, it has been stressful for everyone around the world. But it's, you know, here in the United States, it is clearly, people are a little bit on edge. It's a little tough out here.
Yeah.
And I think that people see the joy of the holidays and they just want to feel that as early as they can, which is why I think that a lot of people like our podcast and like our social media stuff, because people are anxious to get to that feeling of settledness, that feeling of joy, that feeling of nostalgia, that feeling of tradition that, like, no matter what happened throughout the year, it's at least Christmas again. And like that, I know will be good, or that will be a joyful time. So I think that I'd like to believe that why it feels like you're seeing Christmas commercials. I mean, we went to Lowe's last night.
We did.
And
ran a train over at Lowe's. Yeah.
Section of Christmas stuff. It's not like, oh, they have one little corner with like a few little things.
No.
The Christmas section is open and it is featured in the front.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And folks, this is, you know, it's October 10th right now, which means Halloween's not for 3 weeks.
Right.
And like you walk into Lowe's and you look to the left and it's like Christmas Central, look at us.
Trees,
and
then like light up things.
And then you turn like another 90 degrees to your left and it's like, hi, we're Halloween. Like,
yes.
It's like a couple inflatables,
some pumpkins,
some skulls,
yeah.
You know, maybe some pine cones or whatever. There's not a lot. I think people are so, you know, excited and eager. And as you're talking about it, the word that is coming to mind for me is it predictability? You know, when you talk about nostalgia, when you talk about tradition, when you talk about feelings of like joy and all that sort of stuff, is it because, and this is sort of like some soul searching I've done for myself over the last little bit of time, and I'm sure a lot of people may be asking themselves this question out there, is has there just been a lot of, has the world felt very unpredictable for the last couple of years?
Yeah.
And is Christmas something that we
can depend
on? You
know what to expect.
On?
Yeah. Yeah.
And does that make us happy? You know, is that why we love nostalgia? Is that why we love tradition? Is the predictability of it? And now more than ever, are we leaning into it?
Yeah.
Because there's just been so much unknown happening in the world. And for me, I'm like, oh, I think that might be it.
Totally.
You know, especially if you're a parent out there listening to this, you're a young parent, as your kids start to grow, Eric and I know this as parents, is that like, you don't know, your child might look at you at 7:02 a.m. and say, Mommy, Daddy, Grammy, Grampy, I love you so much. And then at 7:03, they're like, don't touch me. You're not allowed to talk to me.
Right.
And it's just like, you're like, I don't know what to feel like all the
what
time.
What is going to happen?
And so maybe that's why we lean into it, is that it's this predictability that we sort of know. So I'd be interested for our listeners out there, you know, what do you think it is for you? You know, if you're listening to the show right now, you know, driving in your car, riding on the train, whatever, shoot us a DM on Instagram or join our Patreon and you can dialogue with us back and forth dynamically.
Yeah.
Let's talk about like, what is it that we love so much about Christmas and why do we think we're leaning into it?
Yeah. And why are companies starting the Christmas season earlier? And why do people, if you're listening to this episode, like as it comes out, you clearly are somebody who's obsessed with Christmas.
Yes.
And why is that? Like, let's really dig deep into why we're all here, folks. And, you know, I think that we've had some pretty salient points, but we're interested to hear what you guys think. So if you have a different reason of why you think Christmas is starting earlier and why you love it throughout the year, or at least starting here in the Burr months, as we've been saying, then let us know, because we'd love to hear what you think about that.
I love how philosophical we're getting, like right
Real
out of the gates. Like, imagine that you're like new to the show, like, oh, look how happy and smiley these guys are in their little cartoon picture on Apple or Spotify. Yeah. And they're like, let's talk about the depths of Christmas and why.
Hello,
we've
welcome.
All been through
this is Dr. Peterson, and we're going to discuss your obsession with Christmas and what it means about your feelings for your father.
We promise to not necessarily be this philosophical.
All the time. We promise not everything will be so deep. We do have some fun ideas.
Yes.
And one of the things that we're most excited about this season is, so since we're working with Hallmark Channel, we were like, how can we sort of talk about some of their movies, which we're very excited about, in a fun, organic way that makes sense to Danny and I?
Yes.
And we came up with this, what we think is pretty brilliant idea. And we're going to be doing a fantasy football style league with Hallmark Channel movies. So basically what we did is we created a point system where things that would happen in a romantic holiday movie that you would see on Hallmark Channel, like Kissing Under the Mistletoe, mm-hmm. hanging ornaments, an elderly grandfather giving wise advice, a cute child telling you the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, a pageant, a parade, yeah. a proprietor.
Absolutely.
You know, who drops some sage knowledge yeah. on you, wrapping gifts, going to a foreign country, something to do with royalty.
Yep.
Just randomly bursting into song.
Yeah.
All that sort of fun stuff that we know and love from holiday movies on Hallmark Channel. We've assigned points to them. And if you're interested in getting your hands on this point system, just shoot us a DM, email us kringle@christmascountdownshow.com. You've got essentially until Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas starts, which is this Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
October 21st.
October 21st.
It starts.
Starts. And there's going to be a new Hallmark Channel movie every Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Amazing.
So
hashtag blessed.
We are hashtag blessed. So we want you to draft your top five movies from Hallmark Channel. You can go to their website and see the full breakdown of all their movies yep. that are coming out. And we want you can look and see like, oh, that title, that I think there's going to be some good stuff in that. You can look at the point system that we've established. Try to make your best calls of what's going to get you the most points. We'll come up with some sort of
prize
for yeah. the winners. We drafted our top five movies which you can find in our stocking stuffer episodes.
Yeah. You can watch the video on Instagram or YouTube. And yeah. it's pretty choice. Like if you're a sports fan and you know like what ESPN looks like, that is the vibe of this yeah. video. We've got a full on graphics package. I mean, this thing is
some intense music.
Intense. Yeah. You got to have intense music. Chris, can you give us a little sample of that intense music so that people know what we're talking about?
Number one.
Like it just feels so epic.
It's so good. So good.
Eric and I both drafted what we believe to be like the most dynamic lineup.
Mine's the possibly, best, but yes.
Okay. You know, what's really fun, we're going to find out very quickly.
We will find out,
because
yes.
this weekend,
yes.
on Saturday night, October 22nd,
one of your picks,
one of
right?
my picks yes. is going to be debuting. It is We Wish You a Merried Christmas, which,
great
you
title.
Know us, we love puns.
We love that.
And that's pretty much like a hallmark of Hallmark Channel.
Ding, ding. So good.
First one
now,
of the
this
season.
Is, I hope that every time we do that, we can do a high five and add our traditional, like, ching, da, da, what, I can't even remember what we did.
Bling, ding,
and then
jingle,
the jingle,
jingle
bells. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
But try it again.
All right, here we go. So a hallmark of Hallmark Channel movies. Hey,
yeah.
There it is. is punny titles.
Yes.
And this one is no exception to yeah. that rule. We Wish You a Merry Christmas. I'm so excited about this movie. This is a couple who, you know, their marriage has been, you know, facing some difficulty.
Sure.
And, you know, as we all know, anyone who's married or anyone who's been in a relationship, it's not all sunshine and roses all
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes things can get even more challenging around the holidays, because yeah. there's pressure at work, there's pressure to come
busy
up with the perfect
times,
gift.
Yeah, family.
You know, there's
yeah.
so much going on. This couple decides that they're going to go on a little road trip
sure.
to Vermont, stay at an inn together
sounds
to try
beautiful.
To like work some things out
yeah.
in their marriage. While they're there, they get stuck.
No.
They get stuck at the inn
oh,
in
boy.
Vermont. And you know that there's going to be so many opportunities for them, I'm sure, to go on late night strolls, you know, through the wilderness.
There's probably going to be an innkeeper who's
oh,
elderly and sort of is like, I'm thinking of selling the inn, but I don't know. People just don't appreciate the old things anymore. And then they're going to be like, no, we do. Maybe. we haven't seen it yet. So this is all prediction.
Yeah.
My prediction, just putting this on the
okay.
board, they will buy and run
oh.
the inn. They will leave.
How many points do you get for that in our league?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out.
I would like to know, because this is my movie. And if it's 100 points, that'd
it's
be great.
True, but you didn't predict it.
No. So how does that work then? If you predict something from a plotline perspective that ends up happening, is this sort of like playing like a prop bet?
Yeah, yeah.
When
it's
you're
a little
watching
side thing.
Sports, you're like, I think that LeBron James will score the first points of the game.
Yeah.
Is that sort of like the idea with this?
Yeah. Maybe, okay. Maybe it has no bearing on the fantasy league points, but I owe you like a cup of coffee or something.
If it doesn't happen.
If, well, yes, if it doesn't happen, since I called
okay.
this one.
But if it does happen, then I I will get you a peppermint mocha frappuccino.
No, that's how about not, that? That's not a. That's
you
not
love
a...
those. Those are your favorite things you've ever had in the world.
Gross.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, go to the back catalog right now. Here's the good news. If you're stumbling upon this show right now and you're like, God, I love this. I don't want to have to wait till Friday or Thursday for another episode. I want another one right now. Well, good news. There's 27 episodes 27. For you to go back and listen to. And you can learn all about these silly things that we are referencing from the past. But this weekend, we got three movies that are coming out. And on Saturdays, we wish you a Merry Christmas. I'm kind of nervous, you know, because I feel great about the choices that I've made for my lineup. But
do you have a, like, projected points? You know how, like, on ESPN, there's, like, you know, they project Tom Brady will throw for, you know, 350 yards.
Right.
So they project him to have 28 points. I wonder if you should, if you can, this could be also a thing.
Okay.
As opposed to also, like, predicting the end of the movie or something, would be... Do your projected points before you watch the movie, and then if you end up getting exactly the right amount, then you get like an extra 10 points.
You just win, and the season's over.
The season's over.
And then Eric has to buy me something really cool out of the Amazon catalog. Yes. That's a great question. Like, I guess when I think about this movie, I think Vermont, I think that's, you know, definitely very woody. I'm going to guess it's going to be a small town.
Yeah, I would think
most
so.
Most likely, so most
There's
small
There's not
towns.
Many big towns in Vermont.
No, there are not. So I think gazebo is definitely going to happen. I feel very safe. And I think they're definitely going to fall back in love. So there's going to be some kissing. That's going to happen. Will it be in front of a Christmas tree? My feeling is yes.
Yeah.
I think it'll either be at like a town center
sort
of situation where there'll be, I don't know, like the whole town has come together and like the kids' choir is like, we wish you a Merry Christmas. You know, and they're like, oh, our love was in our hearts all along.
All
you
along.
Know, whatever
we just
the
couldn't
line
see
is.
It.
I didn't write the movie. I just couldn't see it. But now with the snow falling and the children singing.
Now it's clear to me.
It's all because it's become
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it.
It's become as clear as the lights shining. It's become as clear as the Christmas star.
Yes. This is going to be great, folks. So if you want to get in on this, make sure you DM us and we'll give you the point system.
Yep.
You can tell us what your top five choices are. We'll keep a little spreadsheet of everything that's happening. And we're very excited for that.
This is going on all season long. So
all season
every
long.
Every week we're going to get to talk about this.
Yeah,
so
Hallmark Channel,
up.
October 21st is when they're starting.
Yep.
As we said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, new movies. It's going to be great. So check that out.
Yep, 8 p.m., 7 Central. And if you don't get Hallmark Channel, this might be a good time for you to look into signing up for Hallmark Channel.
Totally.
At least for the holiday season. Or find a neighbor or friend who has Hallmark Channel. Go over to their house.
Yeah.
Hello, neighborhood holiday movie nights.
100%.
Doesn't that sound like a dream?
100%.
I'm in. And if you have them and you're in Southern California, invite us. Maybe we'll just randomly pop up and and watch with you and cheer on our team. Go.
Kiss her. Kiss her.
Yeah.
No. In front of the gazebo. In front of the gazebo. Ah, it was too far away.
Oh, this is going to be great. So much fun. Well, buckle up.
Yes.
Because here we go.
We are Christmas Countdown. And what we do here, in case this is your first time, is we do countdowns. We do top 10 lists of random fun Christmas topics, music, movies, food, locations, traditions, stocking stuffers, all these types of things. So we're starting out with a good one. We know that you guys like it when we talk about TV, movies, and music.
Yep,
that's the media stuff is great. And we're starting with a good one. We've done songs before.
Yep.
But we've never done albums. Full albums. Which is a different thing. You know, a great Christmas song is great.
Yeah.
But how great is it? And we live in a world of sort of put it on random and you just hear a bunch of stuff. But to remember the good old days of like, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to listen to one CD or one album on the record player, top to bottom. Is it good? Hopefully no filler. And it's you're like with that artist for a full half hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing today. We're doing top 10 Christmas albums of all time.
Yeah.
This episode is going to be numbers 10 through 6. And then the episode that comes out later this week will be numbers 5 through 1.
Yep.
And then if you're a Patreon member, as we said, you can get 16 through 11, the sort of the bonus stuff. Because we're not going to give them to you free this year.
15 through 11,
yes. We're not going to give them for free this year. We last year we had a lot of like
there was one person who gave them for free. Okay. And
he's
sitting immediately to my right.
I was like, I have 25 extra things that I couldn't fit in my top 10.
Danny went into the house, made himself a cup of coffee, a shout. Eric,
you done yet?
No, I got 17 more. Perfect. I'm gonna have a biscotti. I don't even like biscotti, but I'm going to have one.
So that's what we're doing. So yep. I think we should get into it.
Let's
yeah?
do it.
Chris, we have music for this, don't we?
We do now.
Yes.
Ooh,
I like fun. That. Nice little resolve there. All right, should I start?
If you would like.
Which is usually how we've done it. Okay.
Do it. Yeah.
Okay, so starting at number 10. This is a classic. This may be on your okay. list. I should preface this by saying it was very hard to get to a top 10.
So
even to get to
hard.
A top 15, I had at least like five more that I was like,
oh my gosh,
I could have put in there.
Oh yeah, tons.
Yes, tons of options.
Yeah.
Okay, but my number 10 is going to be if I'm going to sit down and I want to listen to a full album.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually just bought this album.
Really?
At Target the other day.
On vinyl?
On vinyl.
Whoa.
Which is nice and warm and toasty and
oh, yeah,
wonderful.
So good.
Is Charlie Brown Christmas. Vince Guaraldi. I think that's how you say it. Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Yes.
It's sort of all jazz music.
Yep.
But it's that classic Charlie Brown Christmas theme. It just is like variations on that theme. It's a nice, calming, essentially no lyrics, so you can have it on in the background yeah. without sort of disrupting any conversation. And it sounds so good on vinyl. So my number 10 pick is Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack.
Do you have a favorite song from that album?
Yes. It would probably be, I'm going to pull it up here.
See, this is another thing we're having to like sort of adjust
yeah.
To this year is last year we'd be sitting in front of our computers.
Right.
Now we're just like sitting here like, I like number six.
Six. It's good, right? Well, all right. I think
I would have gone with that one personally, but.
I mean, there's a few. I mean, you got just your basic sort of O Tannenbaum establishing shot makes you feel like, man, all right, I'm in Christmas town. This is good. All is well. All is calm. And then you can go up to like skating.
Mm.
Oh,
so good.
This is great. Like wrapping paper or going shopping music. Kind of good. Oh, so good. Right. And then you've got the Christmas song is on there. Oh, so tasty. Yeah, I think that's the and green sleeves.
Mm.
Oh, it just has
it's
that.
So
my
good.
Favorite part of this is that I'm not a drummer, so I don't know what they're called. I guess brushes is what they call them.
Yeah.
And so, as opposed to the drumstick, it's that. I love that sound. That sort of just
yes
rolling kind of the brushes on the snare drum is so good. So that's my number 10 pick.
So good,
Charlie Brown Christmas.
It is not on my list actually.
Amazing.
So I wonder, like, with you know, I'd be curious, like, people who are out there listening right now, if you were a big Charlie Brown Christmas fan, are you more inclined to like gravitate towards that album? Because I wasn't necessarily the biggest Charlie Brown Christmas movie fan.
Sure.
My wife is a huge fan. Like
yeah.
it's one of her favorite Christmas movies of all time. But for me, it just, I don't know. It was just never one of those ones that I went to.
Sure.
So when I was thinking of albums, I wasn't thinking of this album. But then I will say, you know, in preparation for this over the last couple of weeks, I just was randomly like playing Christmas music all the time,
yeah.
which is what I do anyway. But I was really like in the pocket with it.
Yeah.
And one of the songs from that album came on yesterday at my house. And I was just like, oh, this is such soothing music. Like
so
it just
soothing.
Feels so good.
Yeah.
And so now I feel like I need to like, I don't know. I feel like I need to go listen to the album more. So that's,
it's good. It's a good listen.
That's what I'm going to do. That is what I'm going to do. And it's a great way to kick this one off.
Yeah.
And speaking of classics, I feel like there's going to be a lot of classics
yeah.
on our list. And this was so hard, folks. Like I'm sure those of you out there, like how would you even possibly narrow it down yeah. to 10? Well, technically we only had to narrow it down to 15 because
sure.
Patreon, but I got to this point making my list because, as I've shared in the past, I'm a huge fan of the Rat Pack, right?
Yes.
And I was like, okay, do I play this strategically and do like a Rat
best
Pack
of or something?
Best
yeah.
of Rat Pack album so that
sure.
way I get Frank, I get Dean, I
sure,
get
yeah,
Sammy
yeah.
in there? Or do I just go with what I love the most?
Yeah.
And that's what I've done with my number 10
Wise.
Pick here. I am going with the album Christmas with the Rat Pack.
Is that the one that's like a green cover? and they're in like ornaments. Their faces are in ornaments.
There's like, I swear to God, there's like three different versions of this album. I had a version back in, I want to say like the mid aughts, like 2007, 2008, that was red and green with a fedora on the front.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's the version with the ornaments. And then there's another version that seems to be the prevailing one, which is like, it's got like the okay. silver with the snowflakes and a martini glass with an olive in it. And it's got Frank Dean and Sammy.
Yeah.
But I think the songs have always stayed the same. Sure. And I think the track order has stayed the same. I love the Rat Pack so much. I love the culture of the Rat Pack. I love the style of the Rat Pack. And there's some really great songs on this album that like really, really jump out at me. Like, it's not one that I think a lot of people think of when they think of like Frank Sinatra and Christmas music. I think most people go to Have Yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Merry Little
Christmas. Maybe even Frank's version of Jingle Bells.
Sure.
But one of my favorite songs that he does is on, and I think it's actually on one of his Christmas albums, but it's on the Rat Pack one, is Mistletoe and Holly.
Oh, that is a good one.
Oh, by gosh, by golly. And there's like this like plucking. Mistletoe
and Holly.
Yeah. Like, doom, 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 doom.
Yes.
Oh, by gosh, by golly.
It's so good.
So
good.
It's time
for Mistletoe and Holly. There's something about that cadence and that sound and the lyrics Christmas of "Oh by gosh, by golly, it's time for Mistletoe and Holly."
Yeah.
That music sounds like, if I had to think of like what does Mistletoe and Holly sound like,
right.
It sounds like that.
Yeah.
But this idea of like it's time, like Christmas is here, Christmas is coming.
Yeah.
There's this hopeful nature about this song, and it builds as like the strings sort of, they start to like swoop in and out, like then comes that, and it's like the string.
Don't they have there? Isn't there a choir that sings with him in the second half?
Yes.
You'll hear voices, voice for life.
Yes. Yes. I was in the choir.
Chris's face. Chris just made very big eyes. He's like, whoa.
Butchered somebody's singing voice on this show, and folks, it's about 40 minutes in. That is our marker, but that is amazing. There's also a great Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know if Sammy Davis Jr. ever did a Christmas album. I should have researched that before this.
He
but
was Jewish.
He was converted to Judaism, but he has a couple tracks on this. One of them is Christmas Time All Over the World. It's Christmas time all over the world. You don't know that one, Chris? Play a little bit of this. It's such a great song.
It's Christmas time all over the world, and Christmas here at home. The church bells chime wherever we roam.
So Triumph, Noel, finish Natal.
Isn't that good?
That's great. I've never heard that song, but and it's all I love it.
Do you? Like, I think they're singing Merry Christmas in these different languages.
Right,
and
right.
The name of the song is Christmas Time All Over the World. And Sammy Davis Jr., you know, maybe one of the more underrated artists in the history of music.
I was going to say the same thing.
Not just like artist in the sense of like singer, but artist in the sense of performer, totally. Artist in the sense of entertainer. Just such a dynamic performer, the ability to dance, the ability to do impersonations, the ability to sing and act.
Yeah.
Incredible. Did Broadway. Like, what didn't Sammy Davis Jr. do? So I love that song. And then obviously you got the Christmas Waltz by Sinatra on there. The classics like Baby It's Cold Outside by Dean Martin.
Yeah.
And then I feel like they sing Marshmallow World. Maybe it's not on this version. On the version I had, it's not on this album. But the version I had when I was younger, it was. But like, there's a bunch of great Dino tracks on there. I was going to say,
I know you're a big Dean Martin fan.
Yes.
Is this your only representation of Dean Martin on your list?
No spoilies. I don't spoil anything, Eric.
I just wanted inside info.
Number one. I mean, I'm sure if you looked over my shoulder here in the studio, you might get a sense of what's coming up. But that's my number 10. To me, that sets the mood if you're preparing for a Christmas party. That sets the mood if you're going out on maybe a little stroll with your significant other. Like, the Rat Pack just sets the mood, and they just capture the essence of the season. So that's my number 10, Christmas with the Rat Pack.
I love that. That's great. I love a record that you can put on that is sort of like no one's going to be bothered by it.
Mm.
Like, it's not too much in a certain genre that, like, some people love it, but some people are like, oh, what are we listening to? Like, Rat Pack music, you put it on, everybody's going to be like, it may not be their thing, but they're not going to be like angry about it.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I would love to be at a place though where sometimes someone puts out the rat, they go, God no!
Turn it off!
The rat, really?
Golly.
The rat pack? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with this person?
Now, my next record does not necessarily fall into that. Oh. It's pretty specific. Not controversial, but okay. Like I wouldn't necessarily put this on at a party if I wanted people to really listen to it. This is more like an album that you want to like listen to.
Okay.
Whether you're like in the car or doing, you know, rapping, but like it's not necessarily a record that like, oh, we're having a Christmas cocktail hour. Let's just put that on. It's not the right vibe.
Okay.
But it has so many fun tracks on it.
Okay.
I think it is the most recent album that I have on my list.
Okay.
And
when it was released?
Yes, like okay. the most recent okay. music that's been released. This is going to be Meghan Trainor's A Very Trainor Christmas. This came out in 2020.
Okay.
And I like Meghan Trainor. I'll say that. You know, like I liked that song. It's all about the bass, right? But I wouldn't call myself like a super fan. It's not that I'm like, oh man, I love everything Meghan Trainor does.
Right.
But this record has so many great songs. She's a great songwriter.
Yeah.
And she actually, I believe, again, I'm not a huge Meghan Trainor like fan. I think she started as a songwriter and yes. still works as a songwriter even when she's not releasing her own music.
Right.
And the other thing that I love about this record is it has so many, such a kind of retro vibe with like the low, you know, Barry Sachs kind of bass line stuff.
Love that.
But also, and the jingle bells going and stuff. I'm trying to think of some of the best songs on here. I Believe in Santa. You want to play just a second of that, Chris?
Yes.
This is on my list of favorite songs.
This is on your list.
Very weird song. But it's so good. You got to hear just a little bit of it.
Ho, ho.
Right? Like, this is what I mean. Like, you wouldn't put this on at a cocktail party.
Everyone shut up.
This is my favorite part. I mean, that song alone, like, is the vibe of the whole record. She has a duet with Seth MacFarlane of okay. Family Guy fame, but also is a big Rat Pack guy, so yeah. It's that kind of vibe. Her Sleigh Ride is so good. Her song My Only Wish is so good. Her I'll Be Home and Silent Night. It just is a really great, fun record that, again, is not something that you would put on to please a large party of people.
Right.
But if it's like just you and your significant other or you and your kids driving somewhere to school or something, it's a really fun record to put on with some banging tracks. It feels new and fresh and cool. But yeah, that's my number nine is Meghan Trainor's A Very Trainor Christmas.
I feel like that would be like the music you would listen to as you're getting ready to go out to a holiday party.
Totally.
Like I could picture myself like putting my socks on like to the beat of the music.
Yes.
And I'd be popping and locking in the mirror.
Until you hurt your back. And then,
I don't think I can go to the party, sweetheart. What happened? I was listening to Meghan Trainor.
I was dancing. I was reading this thing the other day that was talking. It was a meme that was saying, you know you're getting old when you get random injuries.
Yes.
Like, for instance, I yawned while checking my blind spot, and now I'm incapacitated for a month, where you're just like, my back.
Right? I could just imagine that text that goes out from my wife to our friends. Sorry, we're not going to be able to make it tonight. Oh, is the kid's not feeling well? No, Danny was popping and locking, actually.
While putting his socks on.
To Meghan Trainor. And that this is where we're at in our lives
yes,
now.
Yes.
So I'll be doing more yoga this holiday season.
Good.
So that way I can
stay
pop
limber.
And lock. Yeah,
stay
you gotta
limber.
Stay limber. That's the name of the game, folks. Great selection. I'm not gonna go with a modern. I'm gonna go with another classic one.
Okay.
Here for my number nine. It's funny. This is really fun because if you were to go back and listen to, I think our top 10 songs from season one, I feel like there's some parallels happening already, and I know that's happening in my number nine. My number nine is the Beach Boys' Christmas album.
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's so good. It came out in 1964. You know, oftentimes when we think about, you know, I think the Beach Boys and Christmas music, the first song that comes to mind is Little Saint Nick.
Yeah.
Chris, can you play a little bit of that song?
Ooh, Merry Christmas. 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 Christmas.
feels just like the Beach Boys.
Perfectly
like,
Beach Boys.
Like, if you're like, how do you make Beach Boys Christmas music? You listen to the song, you're like, that is exactly
rinse and repeat,
what
yes.
they rinse and repeat. They're riding a Woody with some Christmas lights on.
Yeah,
it. Like, that's about it. But there's so many other great songs on this album. The number two track on it is "The Man with All the Toys." Are you
I don't know
with
that,
that
I know that
song.
One.
Oh, it's so good, Chris. We got to play just a little snippet.
I've never heard this, but I love it.
Never heard this?
But I love it.
It's so good, right? It is Beach Boys.
Yes.
That's what I love about this is that you've got, you know, the standards. Like, they've got Frosty the Snowman, We
sure.
Three Kings. They do their own version of Blue Christmas. They've got White Christmas. They've got Auld Lang Syne. Like, all these songs that maybe you would have never thought of the Beach Boys singing are on this album. But then you've got these great originals like Little Saint Nick, The Man with All the Toys. And then I think the number three track is an original as well. It's called Santa's Beard. Do you know that one?
No, but I want
to
hear it.
We need to play it. Just a little snippet of Santa's Beard. It's so good. It's about he's taking his brother to the department store to meet Santa.
Uh-huh.
And then he pulls off Santa's
classic
beard. Because he's like, I want to meet Santa Claus and the real Santa. And then he pulls off and he goes, that's not Santa Claus. it's such a great
song. I feel
song,
like we need to see Will Ferrell, you know, you sit on a throne of lies kind of moment. But with that song, they should play that song over that moment in Elf.
That might need to be a reel we do on our Instagram.
Boom. See, I come
see
up with
content
stuff.
Ideas. Now I gotta go edit it. But that's, you know, this is very predictable. Rat Pack, Beach Boys. If you know us, if you know me, I'm sure you're not surprised by these picks. But that's my number 10 and number 9.
Going along with that, if you know me, you're gonna totally believe this next one. I'm on number 8.
Yeah.
This is my number 8 pick is a classic. This is a great record.
Okay.
This is a great record that I listened to a lot as a kid. It really makes me think of sitting with my mom and like wrapping presents, going to the mall. My mom loved this record. We used to listen to this every year. And this is going to be Barbra Streisand's A Christmas Album, which has maybe most well known for her version of Jingle Bells, which something I didn't realize, Danny, as I was looking at this the other night when I was making my list, is technically, the title of her Jingle Bells is Jingle Bells. It's Jingle Bells ? As you can see, it is not Jingle Bells. It's Jingle Bells.
Do you think it's because it's so different that it doesn't sound? It's Jingle Bells, but it sounds different. So she's like, "Is it?
Is it Jingle Bells? I don't know, but it is. It's a classic. We got to hear a little bit of that, just in case you don't know. This is the very fast Jingle Bells."
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open
all
sleigh.
I mean, you can't help it. Yes.
Laughing all the
it's
way.
So great. So obviously that one is great. Let's play a little bit of My Favorite Things off that album. This is another classic tune, but her version.
Being a Christmas song. How do you feel
raindrops
about that?
On roses.
It's just Barbra being so bad, you know?
Kittens.
Just like wrapping her voice around each word of every lyric is so toasty, warm, and buttery. And then one more song that you got to hear off this, because if you've never heard this song, this is a great song. And I don't think it's been on any of our lists. So you probably have heard this song, but if you haven't, can you play I Wonder as I Wander by Barbra Streisand? This is a great song.
I know
song.
This song. It is a great song.
This is right at the end of her album, but there's something about the oboe opening here that, like, it literally transports me to being, like, 12 again and, like...
I wonder as I wander. Sky.
So good. It's like so little haunting, but like it. I think it always makes me feel that the sort of religious part of the season.
Yep.
Like it just feels, it feels like a reminder of like, this is why this holiday is around, right? And so and again, it really makes me feel like I'm sitting with my mom in the car. I don't know why, but this particular album really feels majorly nostalgic for me. So that was my.
I'm sure it makes you feel emotion, like a lot of emotions. Too,
yes, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Good emotions.
Yeah.
But it really like. There's other music that I feel I can listen to, and I'll be like, oh, this makes me think of Christmas in general.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, oh, this is great. And I might even feel nostalgic about it in a like, oh, I remember listening to this when I was a kid. But it's still kind of more of a general memory or feeling.
Yeah.
Whereas this particular album for me, I feel like zones me right into like an experience with my mom.
Like you can smell the smell.
Yeah, like I'm there with that particular album.
Isn't that wild? Music has this ability to transport us.
Yeah.
You know, I remember, I may have talked about the season one, but working in television production, you know, music is a big part of setting the mood that we want our audience to sort of lean into. And I remember I was talking about music with a guy who specifically like runs like a huge music licensing library for television. And he was like, music is the language of the heart. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like music says what our words can't.
Yeah.
And it just, it's deeper.
Yes.
And it just connects. Like you can hear something play behind a moment that you see. And it's like all of a sudden it has this incredible depth to it. And it just makes you feel connected to yourself, connected to the world around you. Music's amazing.
I have, before you go to your next one, I have had this weird, like, if I had a genie and I could get three wishes, besides things like, you know, world peace or like $1 billion, like an odd thing that I would wish for is I would wish to have theme music or underscoring playing in my head my whole life.
Oh, wow.
Right. So every moment that I was living, I could hear an underscore because A, I think it would make each moment interesting.
Right.
And B, it would help you if you're ever in a life challenging situation. You can kind of, oh wait, why are they playing like da da da? Like get out of the
what's
water.
What's about to happen to me?
Yeah. Right. And so, and I love this idea of like music constantly being fully playing in my head. I'm sure at a certain point it would be hard, and you'd have to, you know, get rid of it. But I love the idea of every moment of your life being underscored because, as you said, it's that deep. Deep communication tool.
Do you think it would be more impactful if everybody could hear the music?
Sure. I mean, that'd be great too.
Yeah. Well, I guess then imagine everybody's soundtrack was playing at the same time. That might get a little confusing.
Yes.
Yeah, that might be a little too much. But that's a great one. Yeah, I didn't grow up with a family who listened to Barbara Streisand a lot, but like whenever I hear her music, like you said, the way she just wraps her voice around a lyric, you know, or a phrase is just... Nobody does it like her.
Unparalleled, yeah.
Okay, moving right along, because we promised we would keep this under an hour, and we're definitely not doing that.
Chris is shaking his head.
He's like, nobody expected you to do that ever. He goes, I had the over-under at 95 minutes.
We're going to try to do better.
We're going to try, we promise. And, you know, whatever. If we break
maybe
that
that's what we need in here, is we need an actual clock. Like
a
countdown
help.
Clock.
Yeah. Like that we hit go.
Yeah.
But maybe not. We don't want everyone else to see it.
We don't want everybody else to see it.
No.
What if this is like constantly counting down? And
stress
we're like,
me
oh,
out.
God.
That would stress me out so much. But that's a good point. Maybe we should. We'll think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe for episode 10.
Yeah.
All right. So number 8 for me, I'm going just all classics apparently right out of the gate here on this countdown. This is an artist that I feel like I'm sort of rediscovering that I really, really like. And it's an artist that I've always really liked. And you know how you have those like artists that sort of like come in and out of your life for some reason, and you're like, why haven't I been listening to this person's music?
Yeah.
And that person for me is Elvis Presley. And the album is Elvis's Christmas album, which came out in 1957. It's just Elvis was such a dynamic performer, you know, and maybe the reason this one was top of mind for me is because I just recently watched the Elvis Presley movie, and just thinking about his story and, you know, Colonel Parker, and like, he was just, his star was so bright.
Yes.
Right. You know, there's been people like that in the history of not just music, but, you know, all the performing arts. Like, you think about John Lennon. And,
sure. But he's up there with, like, true icons.
Right.
You know, Frank Sinatra.
Larger than life.
Yes. The big ones.
Oh, my gosh. And then, you know, I went and was listening to his Christmas album. And what I love is, you know, Santa Claus is Back in Town is like, if we had done... if I had thought of this song for last season with top 10, you know, favorite Christmas yeah. songs, I think this one would have been on there. Sure. You know the song, right?
I think so.
Let's play a little skosh of it, as it were.
Christmas, oh, yeah. Okay. Christmas, yes.
But what he hits at the beginning Christmas, here
yeah.
is so good. My gosh.
So good.
I got chills right now.
I feel like, I know this song's been used in movies, but is there like an iconic movie scene that uses that? Because I definitely like hearing it, it takes me to some sort of movie place, but I can't remember what it is. If you're listening to this and you know when that song was used yes. in a movie, let us know.
Because we're not going to Google it right now. We don't have devices easily accessible
to us. We're connecting as people.
We're connected. We're just looking at each other. Occasionally we look over our phones because that's where our lists are at.
Sure.
But like, there's no active Google search happening as we go. I guess Chris will be sort of our Google Meister, as yes. it were. But that song is so iconic. Obviously, you know, Blue Christmas, everybody knows that. But what I really, really love, one of the things I really love about this album is that, you know, if you know Elvis's history and what his music influences were as a child, which then influenced him as he, you know, got yeah. into his teenage years, early 20s, is gospel music.
Yes.
Gospel music was a huge influence on Elvis's life. I grew up, you know, my birth father is a huge gospel music fan. And through that, I became a big sure. fan of gospel music. And I love that, you know, you get all these standards like, you know, White Christmas and Here Comes Santa Claus and Oh Little Town of Bethlehem. But then he's got, There Will Be Peace in the Valley.
Oh, that's a good... Gosh. We got to hear some of that. That's
Let's
a great
listen
one.
To a little bit of that. Even if you don't love gospel music, it's just... It's such
you can't
a...
deny this one.
Evoking song.
Yes. Yeah.
Well-tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord called me away. Oh, yes.
So good. Do they go a cappella at the end of that song? Because I know there's... Did you see the musical Million Dollar Quartet?
I never did. I know of it, but I never saw it.
So the musical, for those who don't know, is about like this one night at Sun Records yeah. where there was Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins,
Johnny Cash.
And Johnny Cash yeah. all there in the studio together.
For one night together.
For yeah. one night with, I'm blanking on the guy who started, Sam Phillips. Sam Phillips, who started Sun Records. And in the musical, they sing that song, and there's a point where they go all a cappella.
Oh, cool.
And it's just like you get four just dynamic singers together, yeah. like they're just hitting all the harmonies. And like a song like that, those deep old gospel hymns, to hear those sung a cappella, it just, I don't know, it makes me feel.
Yeah.
So many emotions.
Yeah.
And so you get the Elvis that you love. You get the Elvis, you know, party vibes of Santa, bring my baby back. Santa Claus is back in town. Here comes Santa Claus. But then you get this emotional aspect
yeah.
about the holidays as well, which, you know, obviously we know the spirit of the season. And I feel like this album does a really great job of connecting the fun and the lightheartedness and celebration of the party of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
With also the emotion
yeah.
and the reason for the season. So so Elvis Presley, Gone Way Too Soon, Elvis's Christmas album from 1957 is my number 8.
I love that. All right, so this is my number 7. This is my number 7? Yeah, my number 7. Yeah. My number 7 is going to be a classic. And also, I just got it on vinyl. Tasty, tasty, tasty record. And this is going to be Nat King Cole, the Christmas song album. So it has, obviously, the classic Christmas song. This might be the first time that you're hearing the Christmas song of this season. So let's just play a little bit of the Christmas song, because it always makes you feel good.
Yep.
Yeah. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
So good. Yeah. I mean, that is, as we found through the polls,
yep,
that is the greatest Christmas song of all time.
It is true.
That's what the people said.
Well, that was the first poll.
That's true.
I ran a second poll, and it did not win.
Get a second opinion. I love it. But it's clearly one of the greatest songs ever. So, you have that going for the album, yep, to begin with.
Yep.
Then you have songs like O-Tannenbaum, his O-Tannenbaum, O Christmas Tree song, yep, is amazing. His I Saw Three Ships is great. Mm. His Hark the Herald Angels Sing is great. Joy to the World is great. But one of my favorites is, we talked about this song a little bit last year, is this song called Buon Natale, parentheses, Merry Christmas to you.
Okay.
But let's hear a little bit of that.
Buon Natale means Merry Christmas to you. Buon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Buon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Buon Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you.
So good, right?
So good,
I mean,
yeah,
that's just like so a good fun... There's a great, it's not on my list here, but my wife is Italian, and they have that song, Dominic the Donkey? Dominic,
yes,
the Christmas Donkey, or yes, something like that? I love those sort of like old school, yeah, Italian, you know, I used to love mob movies as a kid, I still do, but yeah, there was this great compilation album that they called Mob Hits, and Mob Hits 1 and 2, I had it like on a double CD, and it was all that kind of music, that, yeah, like kind of Rosemary Clooney, Louis Prima, that kind of like, yeah, da 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 da, you know, kind of like,
ba-ba,
yes,
ba-ba, yep,
kind of Italian wedding music is great.
Oh, that's so good.
So yeah, that whole album is great. If you get the extended version, you get like 7 extra tracks.
Ooh.
But the Christmas song album by Nat King Cole, The King of Christmas, is
good.
My number 7.
It's so good. Yeah, I went back and listened to that one a bunch going into this list, and I wanted it on there, but it never got pushed over the edge for,
sure,
me, you know.
Well, it got like, covered, so you're good.
What's that?
It got covered.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's the beauty of this, is that because we don't compare lists, we might have the same ones, we,
yep,
may not have the same ones, or you might get 20 new albums that maybe you hadn't thought about,
yeah,
and that is our gift to you.
That's right.
This October.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you're welcome. All right, moving right along. So number 7 for me, you know, you talked about Barbra Streisand and how, you know, that listening to that album, those songs transports you back to driving in the car,
yeah,
with your mom around the holiday season. And this next one for me immediately transports me to my childhood, Christmas. You know, my mom decorating, pulling out the tree, getting all the decorations down from the rafters, putting out, you know, the little glass jars with red and green M&Ms inside,
yeah,
of all the little, you know, accoutrement, as it were, of the holiday season of our childhood. And the album that without fail every year when she was decorating the inside of our house for the holidays was Christmas Portrait, The Carpenters.
This is a great one. It didn't make my list, but I knew that you would put it on there.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely a classic.
It is a journey.
Sure.
The thing is, like, there's certain songs from that album that, like, when they come on the radio or they come on, you know, my device when I'm listening to Christmas music, it immediately transports me. Like, greeting cards have all been sent, the Christmas rush. Like, that song transports me immediately. I can see my mom, I'll get emotional talking about it, like I can see her hanging the garland on the mantelpiece, yeah, you know, over the fireplace, and you know, those are happy memories,
yeah.
There's nothing thinking back upon that time that makes me sad,
yeah,
in any way, and just to feel this air of joy within my household, like I know that that's a gift, I know that that is a privilege to have those memories. But what was really exciting for me, it was going back and listening to this whole album. Recently, I was on a work trip to Colorado, And I was like, all right, tomorrow morning, I'm just going to get up early and I'm going to go for a walk in the nice, clean mountain air. And so I did that and I put on this album. I had my little earbuds in and I was just walking around, you know, quiet streets of Fort Collins, Colorado. And this song, this album, the songs in this album just hit me in such a powerful way. Like this album is a journey. This album takes you, like, it feels like a stage production. It's got a full on like overture at the start. And it's got all the classics that you know. But like there even is like, one of the first tracks is Overture, An Old Fashioned Christmas.
Yeah.
There is the Christmas Waltz. There is Sleigh Ride. There's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. But I think Merry Christmas, Darling, you know, that may be like the number one Christmas love song.
Sure. Yeah.
Of all time. Like, let's play a little clip of it, Chris, if you wouldn't mind. Merry Christmas, Darling by the Carpenters. And just listen to the lyrics of this song.
The Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can
Park there is great.
A little accent.
And in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you.
Yeah. I love that idea of like, but I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Like, it's just that I get chills, like thinking of that, of like, you know, she's talking about like the cards have been sent, the rush is through, but like all she wants is to be with the person she loves.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a reminder, like when you think of, you know, songs like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, like the simplicity of the holidays. And I think these songs serve as a reminder for us of how we do get so caught up in the commercial aspect of the holidays. And these songs can remind us that like the moments that stick out in our mind the most, the moments about the holidays that move us the most are those moments with the people we love the most, or the simple moments. You talk about this a lot, you know, like Christmas Eve, the quiet.
Totally.
When your kids are in bed and you just look
that's
out over.
That's the best part of it, yeah.
Yeah, like, and that's what these songs capture, those moments for me. And obviously this album holds a very special place in my heart because it makes me think of my mom and just, you know, I love her so much, so.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. That's a great, great call. So we're to the final selections that we have for this episode. My number six selection is going to be right here. Make sure you come back for the next episode where you'll find out 5 through 1.
Yes.
But my number six greatest album, Christmas album of all time, is going to be, you've heard me talk about this artist before, and I've had one of his songs on my list of greatest songs. And this is J.D. McPherson, and the album is called Socks. Which J.D. McPherson is a newer singer.
Right.
This came out in 2018, so it's not that old.
Right.
But he's an artist. He doesn't exclusively make Christmas music, but he has like 2 Christmas albums. And he does kind of like, again, I love that Barry Sachs kind of like, you know, that kind of like retro-y feel. And so this album, Socks, has all original songs, which is great. I love when original Christmas music can really get me going, as opposed to, they're obviously the classics that we love. We love hearing everybody's version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, but I love when I can get a new record with new songs that still can make me feel feelings about the season without having the nostalgic memory attached to it.
Right.
A couple of the songs that are great on this that I just want to hear a quick snippet of. It starts out with a song called All the Gifts I Need. Chris, play a little bit of that song, if you will.
Sax.
Yeah.
Happiness is automatic. There's music in the air. Grab the boxes from the attic and haul them down the stairs. Freezing weather's round the corner and everybody knows. Soon the tree will be all lit up
so good, right? It's like a great sentiment in the lyrics of the song, and then you get that super retro-y vibe, mm-hmm. which, as clearly, we're fans of that. So that's the opening track. Then you get songs like Socks, which is a great one, which we've talked about. There's a song called Ugly Sweater Blues that's really good. And then there's a song called What's That Sound? Play just a tiny bit of What's That Sound, Chris, if you will, off the album Socks by J.D. McPherson.
What's that sound at the door I hear? I heard that same pretty sound last year. Neighbors are caroling around the town, trying to spread a little bit of joy around. I hear that sound make me feel so fine. Sounds a little bit like Christmas time. What's that sound in the street I hear?
Like, you could just tell that this is like the band had a good time making the record.
So much fun.
You can hear the joy in the recording. I just think that if you have not listened to this album, because it's not a super well-known album, but check out J.D. McPherson. The album is called Socks. It has some great artwork on the album cover, but check that out if you haven't heard it before. That's my number six selection of greatest Christmas albums of all time.
So good. So good. And would you believe it, Eric, that for the first time this season, we have the same exact selection in the same exact slot.
No way.
Yes.
You have this at
six? I have Socks by J.D. McPherson.
How great.
At number six, you know,
That's the first time this has happened.
Is it?
In any list that we've had the same things before, but never in the same slot.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. Awesome.
Yeah, so you turned me on to J.D. McPherson. Is it McPherson or McPherson? It's because whenever I ask for it on my Amazon device, it always says J.D. McPherson. And I'm like, I feel like you're just a robot and you don't know how to say this name. Okay, well, you've set me straight then. But you talked about this album last holiday season and you picked the song Socks as one of your, I think it was top 10, was it modern or?
Yeah, modern Christmas songs. Yeah.
Yeah, and so then I went and listened to it. I remember I was at Best Buy around the holidays last year, or it might've been right after, and they had the album on vinyl.
Yes, I remember there, you got it.
And I'm kicking. No, I didn't get it.
Oh, you didn't get it?
No. I was like, I'll come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never went back. And now I'm kicking myself because I've absolutely fallen in love with this album. It's such a great album.
It'd be a good one on vinyl, too.
It's so good. You know, obviously, All the Gifts I Need is like, you know, again, it's that sentiment of like, take a big look around and suddenly I see, you know, it's not even Christmas yet. I have all the gifts I need. It's just such a great sentiment. It's got such a great feel about it. And then like that second song on the album, Bad Kid, you know, I've been a bad kid. Yeah. Like it's like exactly what you would expect like a greaser to be singing about, you know, like he likes Christmas, but he's been a bad kid.
Yeah.
Like I love that track. Hey, Skinny Santa. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
One of my, this has become like one of my favorite holiday songs is Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy. Holly.
Yes.
Can we play a little bit of that song? Holly, Carol, Candy, and Joy by J.D. McPherson. It's such like, it just feels so good.
The organ.
The organ at the top with the jingles. Feels very like Enchantment Under the Sea dance, you know? Comes.
Holly, she really makes the season jolly. Decked divinely head to toe, love with green and scarlet. No, holding me, oh my, oh golly.
It's just so good.
It's like, great.
My daughter gets so confused when I sing this song because I'll go, Holly, and she goes, Jolly Christmas. And I go, no, sweetheart, that's not the song we're singing. Yeah. And I go, Holly, you know, she makes the season jolly. She goes, no, Daddy, that's not the words to that song. And I'm like, all right. Because she's like, Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives is one of her favorite songs of all time. But you turned me on to this album, and I'm so grateful that you did, because I've gone and listened to like so many other songs by J.D. McPherson as a result of you talking about him on the show. And that's one of the beauties of this show is that even us here in the space were getting turned on to new music. Yeah. Like, they, you know, Jamie Cullum sort of became that last year, because I was just like really into the Jamie Cullum vibes. And, you know, and then also you started listening to a bunch of Jamie Cullum stuff last year. And so I'm grateful that you did. It's, that's my number six is the album Socks by J.D. McPherson. And what's really cool is we are releasing another episode later this week on Thursday. So you can go come back and listen to our 5 through 1. But if you also want to hear our 11 through 15, this is something very special, as we talked about earlier on in the episode. Just come join our Patreon. Join the most massively married group of people you will find on the internet. You're going to get bonus episodes all season. You're going to get access to Eric and myself. You know, Eric and I are very active on that Facebook group, so that's a good way to connect with us. I'm sure we'll be doing various merch giveaways throughout the year. If you join at a certain level, I think we're even giving away like a discount code for merch on our site. So who doesn't love discounts at the holidays?
I do.
We all love discounts. But this is so fun. It's so great to be back doing what we love.
We're doing it, man.
Chatting about Christmas. It's October and Christmas is coming.
It's
I think it's 10. We got 10 weeks of this show.
It's something like 72 days-ish.
I guess me as the one who runs our social media should know these things. I actually was about to post something right before we got on. 76 days.
76 days until Christmas.
That's wild.
Well, that's right now. So by the time this airs,
it's going to be, 69 days till Christmas. Woo! Oh my gosh. It's coming.
We're under 70.
Fast and furious.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure again that you come back for 5 through 1 or join the Patreon to get 15 through 11. Chris, thank you so much.
Chris.
We hope that you're enjoying our new set. We're enjoying it.
Yes.
We're going to end this episode right here the way that we always do, as we like to say to all of you out there, Merry Christmas.
And Happy Holidays.
We'll see you on the next one, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you guys.